Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all those things we did not get to during the course of the show today. We have to thank Katie Mel, who loves the show and sent us Christmas gifts yesterday. Very kind and thoughtful.
Very kind. Thank you.
We're still, they tried to steal my sugar cookie, Katie Mel, but that's not happening because it's mine. We appreciate you very much, so thank you. Let me see. Let's dive into some of the stuff that we got going on here today that we didn't get to. This one I thought was really funny. The New York Times, hundreds of journalists and other employees at the Times began a 24-hour walkout. So they're doing a strike of the newspaper. It's the first time that's happened in 40 years. It feels like Newsies, you know, a real-life Newsies coming to life here.
For which piece?
The New York Times.
The Times, okay. Ooh.
Yeah, and so newsroom employees and other people from their guild, like their union, got fed up with the bargaining that has been going on, but their contract expired last year, actually. And so they finally were like, okay, we've had enough. We're going to walk out. But here's the funny part. The News Guild, like, they tweeted that Thursday morning that workers were officially on work stoppage. They tweeted their news. You have a newspaper, yet you decided to tweet your news, thereby proving you are obsolete with your newspaper. Yeah. You know, like, you literally, it'd be like me going on Sirius XM to announce something, you know?
Well, where are they getting the money to pay these employees? Because I thought...
Ad revenue. It's all subscription based and ad revenue.
Yeah, but who wants to buy?
I know. See, but that's been the problem too with hard copy newspapers, is that they've seen their subscriptions go down. Or USA Today does something where, like, ABC News is all free. USA Today, you'll go through and you'll read a really good headline for something, and you click on it, and it, like, says for subscribers only. So they've got a digital platform of what they do in the paper version, and they try to keep certain content away from you so that you will sign up and pay for them. I mean, that's one of the things, like, we've never made the Aftercast a subscription Aftercast. We just wanted it to always be free. You know, now we have people that support it, which is great, but, like, we wanted it to be free. But I just thought that was really funny that they are like, hey, Twitter, this is where we're going to do our news now because we can't do it. We're walking out.
Yeah.
So funny.
But that means more people are out of jobs,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. It's, walkouts, man, when you're, that's the problem with, like, being in a union. You might not be in favor of walking out. But if your union walks out, you have to walk out, or you are a scab, and then you get in trouble for crossing the line and stuff. And it gets like COVID. Like, you could have people that you worked with and you've worked with for 10, 15 years and your friends, and they choose to break the strike and go to work, and it gets nasty, you know, and people, and sometimes it gets violent. Like, back in the day, unions were, it was violent. And so, like, my buddy Greg worked at GM, and he was not part of the UAW. That was the guys on the line, the auto workers. He was part of management for GM. So when UAW would strike, he would have to go through the strike to go to work because he's not striking. He's part of the business, you know, and friends of his would be like, come on, you stink, man, blah, blah, blah. And then after, I guess when the strike's resolved, everyone's like, oh, we're friends again. It's really weird.
It's like, really weird.
It's playground stuff. This was kind of weird. 9 million people, count them, 9 million people got an email about student loan forgiveness.
Hey,
yeah,
Gavin.
And I did not get that email.
Well, 9 million. Well, it's probably good that you didn't.
Oh, good.
Because it was erroneous. The subject line indicated that their application had been approved and you were getting your money. And then as you read down into it, it says, it was misleading because the Biden administration student loan program is halted in mid-November by Republican lawsuits. So here's what it is. Now they're saying it was a mistake. We had a third party and it was a mistake to send this out. No, no, no. It's a propaganda piece. They send it out saying to 9 million people saying, you are getting your money and we are your savior. Mm-hmm. And then, and that, so that's where they start. But then they go, oh, we'd love to give it to you, but those nasty Republicans, they're keeping your money from you.
So they're just trying to get your attention
exactly.
on something that you can help them with.
It's so bad. And now they are like pointing the finger at this third party company who works for the government and stuff like that. And so
it's
no accident, man. Come on. You know, politics like this, there's not an accident in anything they do.
Right.
Everything they do is calculated. I was surprised, though, about 26 million people applied for the forgiveness out of about 43 million who were eligible. So right around half only applied. Only about half the people went for the free money, which really surprised me.
Maybe the others are just...
Or didn't know.
Are they... Yeah. Yeah, maybe they don't check their email. Maybe they're not working. Maybe they're not even going to college and they don't even know.
Yeah, there are people that are like, oh, I'm probably not going to qualify. It's not worth the time or the headaches. I mean, if there are certain things, if you make it too difficult, like too many hoops to jump through, I'm instantly out. Mm-hmm. Like, even if it's something that's good for me and it benefits me, if I have to do too much to do that, I'm totally out.
Or if it takes more than 3 seconds to load.
Yes, then I'm out. Like, if I was on the government website and it's like, oh, let me click on this. Type, 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 click. 1, 2. Well, that was fun while it lasted. I'm going to go. I'm very much instant gratification for sure. What do you got, Lady Rock?
Jennifer Lawrence, you know her probably from Hunger Games, but she recently said in an interview that Hunger Games was the lead in making a woman the lead in an action film.
Okay.
And so a lot of people are like, wait, that's actually not the truth. Some women in Hollywood are saying, wait a minute, that's not true what you said. Sigourney Weaver in Alien.
Yep.
Linda Hamilton in Terminator.
Oh, yeah. She was one of the originals, I think.
Angelina Jolie as Laura Croft.
Oh, Angelina Jolie.
Peppermint. Was she in Peppermint? Or was that Jennifer Garner? Jennifer Garner
was Peppermint. Yeah.
Salt was another one.
Yeah. There's also, let's see, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Michelle Yao.
I never saw that. Too many subtitles.
But anyways, it's just that Jennifer Lawrence was wrong in what she stated in this article. And that's the part about being a star that I think I would hate. Like, people are so quick to want to prove you wrong.
Yeah.
But in this case, she is, because she wasn't the first leading female in an action film.
Well, that's the thing. It hurts, though, when it's you talking about your character. Like, if she had been another actress saying that, it wouldn't have been a big deal. They would have been like, oh, yeah, what about these movies? But when it's you hyping your own resume, that's where it gets icky, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how many movies you could go back to where women were like the strong lead, because it wasn't that way for a long time in Hollywood, and then it started to morph out.
Yeah, she said, I remember doing Hunger Games. Nobody ever put a woman in the lead of an action movie because it wouldn't work, because we were told girls and boys can both identify with a male lead, but boys cannot identify with a female lead.
I will tell you this, like, I do have a problem sometimes when I'm watching a storyline that is a female lead, like an action film, and they are about 5'6", and they weigh about 100 pounds, and they whoop like a 6'4", 240-pound muscle guy, and they just completely wail on him. That stuff gets real. Like, I understand, like, karate, and like, you're really good at it or whatever, but like they punch him and it knocks him out, and you're like,
I see.
That stuff's harder to take, I think.
Yeah. This reminds me of, I think we talked about it maybe a couple of months ago, but there was some kind of scene in the Amazon Prime, what is it, the Knights of the Rings or whatever.
Oh, what's Lord
it,
of the Rings?
The Rings of Power, like. Yeah.
And there was that one girl that was like a hobbit, and she was really skinny and all this stuff, but there's a scene where she's getting arrested or whatever, or released out of jail.
She's an elf.
Yeah.
Oh, she's an elf. Yeah,
the hobbits get it right.
Hobbits are tiny. They would lose.
She's able to take like 3 guys on that are trying to keep her in jail, and somehow with cuffs on, she's able to put them in prison.
It's like, and I have a problem too. Like,
what? Did she have elf powers?
Elves have a predisposition to stronger genetics.
Okay. All right. That's fine. We'll go with that.
Defender.
Yeah. Duh.
I have a problem. I even have a problem with guys, though, when they're like, okay, here comes the big fight scene, and it's a guy taking on 7 guys, and he gets hit in the face 14 times.
Unless it's Dwayne Johnson.
And still is going. Like, it's all that stuff is so unrealistic.
But that's how I feel all the time.
Sure.
If I ever see a superhero type movie, to me, that all of that is just ridiculous.
I get that.
Like, oh, you were able to dodge a bullet with your armband?
Yeah.
How?
Oh, Wonder Woman throwing some shade. What's so wonderful about that woman?
Ant-Man, what?
Oh,
you're
Ant-Man's
tiny.
Dumb.
He's tiny.
And you go Ant-Man through the veins of people? I don't know.
Oh, I tried to watch
Green
Ant-Man.
Lantern? What, you're green?
Yeah.
More power to you, like the Grinch. Like, I don't get it. They're in spandex. Ugh, no thanks.
You're entitled to that opinion.
I'm sorry if I
don't care.
I offended you.
I think it's awesome,
elf
and I
culture.
Love it.
Gavin looks sad. I think Gavin's going to cry. He's going to walk out of here and be like, I just need a minute.
We didn't ask Gavin, do you have a problem with females being in lead roles when it comes to action films?
Do you have a problem with women?
No, that's not what I'm asking.
Don't paint me in like a picture that I could be a...
No, that's not what I'm asking, because what Wally said, I agree with. Like, it can be a little bit unrealistic when she's smaller.
Right.
Yes.
And how are you going to do you find yourself not being able to get in the movie plot because it just seems unrealistic?
No, because in my head, like, I don't know a ton of movies that I've watched where at least the character that they portray is in that vein. Like, you could make the argument that, yes, like, Tom Cruise is obviously like fit and all, but the dude's like 5'5".
Right.
Like, every time he's in an action movie, like, Tom Cruise should lose every fight. And he's taking, there's a movie where I think it's one of the Mission Impossibles where he's like in a bathroom and he's fighting Henry Cavill, who's like, a giant 6'4". He's played Superman. Like, he's just this massive dude. And they go toe-to-toe, and Tom wins. I'm like, Tom would not win that fight.
Yeah,
no offense. Buddy.
I hate when the fights are 14 minutes long, because you can't do that. Like, MMA fighters, there's a reason they go 3 minutes, and then they've got to rest. Like, you cannot take a beating for that long and keep going.
And they do it all in, like, suits. Every James Bond movie, he's doing it all in, like, suit. Now, granted, that suit's probably technologically enhanced for him.
Sure it is.
But, like, in general, fighting in a suit, like, I hate putting a suit on. I wouldn't want to fight in one.
No, it's very restrictive.
So
most fight scenes and chase scenes in movies are so dramatized and overblown. I'd much rather, but then by the same token, when you see, because at the end of any action movie where the good guy gets even with the bad guy, you want it to be this really painful moment where he really gets him. And I've seen a few lately where you're like, oh, that's that, that's the end of that part, okay, weird. And it was more realistic.
That movie with Tom Holland, it was
Spider-Man?
The one, no, where the floating, the float, oh, here
oh,
it is.
Uncharted. That one was bad.
That is in that the category.
Terrible. Yeah.
That was terrible.
The ship is in the air.
Yeah. The helicopter.
And all the different things where he's able to jump from ship to ship, and the thing doesn't collapse on him. Like, come on. That's how I feel all the time. And he's like a 5'6 guy.
Yeah.
He's itty bitty.
He's jacked, but still, yeah. I mean,
so
that's
is Tom Cruise.
Yeah, it's not.
I can't get on board. You know, another movie I can't get on board is the newest Jurassic Park.
Oh yeah,
where y'all said it was the best movie,
best dinosaur
of 2022.
Great dinosaur movie.
It should win Oscars, Grammys
for dinosaur movies. Yes, at the dinosaur Grammys, at the dinosaur Oscars. Yeah, it should definitely win.
One of one.
But I love Chris Pratt. But when he's over there and all he does is just hold out his hand and he goes, stop.
But that is because he has a special relationship with Blue.
Do you hear yourself?
You don't understand the nuances, and I'm tired of talking to an ignorant person.
You know, this is how I feel when I try to explain the plot of the movie Return to Me.
Oh, I do love that one.
But when she has the dead woman's heart.
The heart and the monkey.
And the monkey,
the gorilla.
I can read her sign language because she has the dead woman's heart.
Love that.
So good. Yeah. But I know how ridiculous that sounds.
That sounds so dumb.
No, I know.
It's so moving.
But it's so good.
You're
it's
like,
one of my
he
favorites.
Recognizes the heart. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and the monkey can communicate. Yeah, it's precious.
Yeah, I love that one. I'm a sucker for a good rom-com or like a...
Oh, yeah.
That's not a comedy, but like a romantic drama.
It has some comedy in it.
Yeah, it does. A little bit.
I think it's cute.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's do some birthdays. If you don't have any, I got one.
I don't.
Okay, I got one. This is a birthday shout out for Ted.
Birthday.
Birthday. I have a shout out for tomorrow. It will be my 32nd birthday.
Woo, happy birthday.
I appreciate Way FM and what you guys do. I have a question for you, Betty and Gavin. Yeah, happy birthday there, Ted. You know about the characters in the Bible. Who do you think best fits your personality? For you, Wally, I think Samson, because he brought the house down. Thank you, Ted. No, okay. Physically, no, not a specimen. Yeah, yeah.
A lot of inaccuracy there.
Wait, are you saying like that you look like them or you act like them? Like personality?
I think personality, because we don't know what any of them truly looked like. So.
Well, Samson had long hair.
Okay, so what woman in the Bible would you... Who was the harlot? You didn't let me finish. I was going
to
say, who was the harlot, because you are nothing like her?
I would say I'm a leader like Esther.
Isn't she like a queen or something?
Yeah, Queen Esther. Let's be serious.
What is the one that was like She wasn't lazy, but I mean, I guess she was lazy. The Mary and Martha one.
Oh, the one that was, are you talking about the one that was complaining?
Martha, yeah.
Like, well, why
Martha,
aren't you helping?
I see it.
Tell
yeah.
her to stop cleaning.
The victim mentality,
tell
Martha.
Her to stop washing.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
When did this become a hate on Betty Rock?
No, she's a better character.
Gomer.
I'm not for this.
How about Gomer? It could be Gomer.
Wasn't she a harlot?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, what is wrong with you? You know what? I'm that woman that put the tent stake into the man's heart.
Oh, yeah.
That is what I'm doing.
That's a messed up story, too, by the way.
That's me. And you're going to be the next victim.
Yeah. I don't think it was a woman that did that.
It was, too.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I think there was something... There was something else going on bad, and I think somebody else ran the spear through
the other harlot.
Woman
yeah.
Spearing.
Maybe
man.
It was.
This is not a story I've ever heard of.
It is a weird story.
No.
Yeah.
What does the Bible say about? No. What is the. What?
Yeah.
No. Spearing. No.
Yeah.
Spearing.
She's
I got. I.
She's just quickly rewriting the Bible.
No. I'm trying to find the. Okay. Bible verse. About JL.
If you've had to look for it this long, it probably doesn't exist.
Hush.
We should have just called Pastor Chad. Like, he would know.
Say about JL.
And he would just tell us that it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm gonna look at
Judges 4:21.
Okay.
And I quote,
okay.
But JL,
okay.
the wife of Heber,
okay.
took a tent peg and took a hammer in her hand.
Okay.
Then she went softly to him and drove the peg
okay.
into his temple
oh!
until
okay.
it went down into the ground while he was lying fast asleep.
Okay, that's a different story then. Okay, I've never heard that one. There's another one with someone that does a tent peg through two people.
You stand corrected,
I do
sir.
Stand corrected. Yes.
And I am right.
But... You wanna be like
yes,
her?
Yes, because you keep throwing shade at me saying I'm a harlot.
Okay, well,
but
you are JL.
Murder.
Yeah.
So?
Yeah, you are JL.
It's in the Bible.
So it's okay. All that stuff David did, it's fine.
Wait a minute. Let's get back to the question. Who do y'all think y'all are? I mean, who's ever the most judgmental in the Bible would definitely be y'all.
Probably Paul. No, I think Peter. I think I have the aspirations of being awesome like Peter did, but when push comes to shove, he failed like so many times. God still restored him, and God, when God came back, like and he talked to him, he's like, "You're going to be the rock my church is built on." But he came to him and he like made it okay. He's like, "I know that you know you're probably dealing with this in your head, and you feel like you've totally let me down." But I love the heart that Jesus had for Peter. Like, it's all right.
I thought you were going to say Thomas.
Doubting Thomas, for sure. Yeah, I'm skeptical too.
DT.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't have a problem with him. Like, I think it's fair. I think a lot of people live in that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Peter or Thomas. Yeah.
I'd go for just the quietest disciple. I'd just go with John.
John.
Because I feel like you don't hear a lot of like John in the actual stories of what's happening, but John's pretty tight with Jesus. He's probably pretty tight with other disciples. Like, I'm not this guy that like commands the spotlight per se, but I'd say people hopefully consider me a friend.
Oh yeah.
So that's hopefully what I'd like
nice,
to be like.
You're a hard worker and people like you.
I think you would be Eutychus.
No.
Do you know who Eutychus is?
A harlot.
No.
That's right.
Eutychus fell asleep during a speech that Paul was giving, fell from a window out of a three-story building, and he died.
Oh, wow. That could be me in a meeting, like easily.
you're always yawning.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you have a hard time falling asleep at night.
Just a minor character falls
and
dies.
You could be Eutychus.
Yeah. I really thought Eutychus was going to be like, she's like, and Eutychus was plagued with a tiny bladder. I thought you were going.
The lesser known.
Yes. All right. Yeah. I think that's going to do it for our aftercast today. And as always, thanks for being a potty.